The commission tasked with deciding if New Hampshire should expand its Medicaid program heard from a panel of experts today. Speakers from the National Conference of State Legislatures and National Governors Association were in Concord to discuss options for Medicaid expansion and to detail what other states are pursuing. Here to tell us more is NHPR's health reporter Todd Bookman. Hi, Todd.
Good afternoon, Brady.
Before we jump into today's hearing, remind us what the 9-member commission has been examining so far.
The commission has been treated to some lengthy PowerPoint presentations from top officials from both Health and Human Services and the state's insurance department. They've looked into how the current Medicaid system functions, who gets covered, how it works, how the private insurance market in New Hampshire operates. And there's also been an introductory look into how or if the state could use private insurance instead of transitioning people into Medicaid if the state chooses to expand.
And I gather that was the focus of today's presentation, to learn what other states are considering, the experiments that might be going on.
That's right, Brady. And Brian Osberg with the National Governors Association started his testimony by really applauding New Hampshire for taking the time to research all the options.
I think you're realizing that this question is not rocket science. It's harder than that. It's certainly a challenge to think through this, and I commend you for the way you're going about discussing and thinking through this important issue.
Osberg then went on to discuss in detail plans from two states, Arkansas and Iowa. At the core of both of these proposed plans is an expansion of Medicaid to more low-income people, but using that private insurance to do it. So rather than adding all the so-called newly eligible, people without children who make less than about $16,000 a year, rather than adding all those people, instead mandate that they buy insurance through the new exchange marketplaces, but have Medicaid pick up the bill. And this idea is called premium assistance.
But that's just an idea at this point. The federal government hasn't yet weighed in on whether that's okay?
Not yet. Arkansas just submitted this idea to the feds for approval. Iowa isn't as far along in the process. Washington, of course, wants to see states expand Medicaid. It was originally mandated as part of the Affordable Care Act before the Supreme Court ruling last summer that said states must be given a choice. The goal of the law is really to cover as many Americans as possible, and expansion of Medicaid was one way to get there. So the sense is that the federal government may be willing to consider some of these alternative ideas.
Now, what about New Hampshire lawmakers? Is this something they may go for?
That's still unclear. Senator Andy Sanborn, a Republican from Bedford and a vocal skeptic of the Affordable Care Act, he said during the commission meeting today that the GOP-held Senate likely won't consider a straightforward expansion. They are pressing for one of these alternative models, though it is unknown if even that would have enough votes to get through. Remember, the expansion commission has until October 15th to make its recommendation, but any decision on expansion will still need the approval of both chambers and the governor before New Hampshire can move forward.
All right. Well, what happens between now and that October 15th deadline?
Next week, the commission will hear from a panel of New Hampshire experts. Then at the end of the month, there will be a public session. Grassroots groups on both sides of the debate are likely already gearing up for that event. Then we'll have to see if all these meetings and presentations actually sway any commission members or if we see a very partisan split on the issue.
NHPR's health reporter Todd Bookman, thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Brady.